So the Federal Reserve cut rates. What happened to mortgage rates? Well, once again, like last September, they went up. So in today's video, we're going to try to explain to you guys, even with rate cuts from the Federal Reserve, why are mortgage rates all of a sudden turning and going the wrong way once again? So if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance your home. So we're going to try to explain to you guys today what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So in today's video, we're going to talk what's the most important thing from the Fed right now, or what they're monitoring right through here, the jobs numbers. How do we know that? What's right here? Here's what they came out yesterday. So I want to just caption this to you. So the Federal Reserve came out yesterday and they cut mortgage rate, or cut interest rates 0.25%. But they always come out with a statement like this. So I want to read this statement to you here in a second so I can explain to you the most emphasis, or what data they're putting the most emphasis on, because we had a jobs report coming in today and it came in actually better than expected. So let's get to what the Federal Reserve said yesterday, what their concerns are, and then we're going to look at today's news and see how these might be affecting these. So let's get to it. So here's the caption that the Chairman Powell came in and said yesterday. So I'll get my head out of the way so you guys can see this. So he said, recent indicators suggest the growth of economic activities moderated in the first half of the year. The jobs gains have slowed and the unemployment rate has edged up but remains low. Inflation has moved up and remains somewhat elevated. The committee seeks to achieve maximum employment and inflation at a rate of 2% over the long run. Uncertainty about the economic outlook remains elevated. The committee is attentive to the risk to both sides of our dual mandate, which is full employment and inflation at 2%. And judges the downside risk to employment has risen. In support of this goal, and in light of the shift of balance of risk, the committee decided to lower the target rate by 0.25%. So they're telling us the most emphasis is right there. That's their main concern right now, right? Okay, so let's get over to the news that we just got, and it's right through here. So we got initial jobless claims and then continued claims. And so we want to look at how many people lost their jobs, and then are people being able to be absorbed into the job market and not having them compile or pile up? Well, that was my concern. So if you go over to here, the initial jobless claims, last reading, I think this must have been revised, but it's 264,000. The economists were expecting 241,000, a little bit of a drop. It dropped dramatically at 231,000. So that means less people lost their jobs. Okay, but what it also tells us, if we roll over to this, the last reading on this number was 1.927. We got to kind of dig down a little bit. Economists thought it was going to go up almost 200,000 or so to 1.95. What actually basically stayed steady or was lower than our last reading. So the jobs report right through here, I'll give it an okay thumbs up. Philly Fed Index, -3, positive 23. So the data that we have so far is painting a not so bad picture of the jobs market. Now with that data, let's get over to see what the stock market's doing. The Dow Jones earlier was up about 220 points. It's giving back a little bit right now, but across the board, we have green. We have oil up a little bit, still below $65 a barrel. And the reason why I watch oil is this is inflationary. So when oil ticks up, all you got to think is inflation's ticking up. We got the 10-year treasury also ticking up to 4.10. This was at 3.99 yesterday. So this is a pretty big move on the upside, about 0.8%. And when you're seeing that, that's also the reason for this. We go over to the bond market. The bond market started out the day way up here. Look at that. And now it's coming down. So it basically flattened its yield. But if you watched me over the last week or so, I reached out to a lot of people in the past week. And I can't go back, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. But what I've been telling people is saying, okay, we know the Fed's going to cut rates. The market knows the Federal Reserve's going to cut rates. But there's still uncertainties out there. So we're getting a gift by having this. Again, when this market runs up, when this bond runs up, mortgage rates are coming down. Let me explain to you this chart. So if you're new to this channel, what we watch here on each day is the MBS. This is the top of there. It's called MBS. It's a mortgage bond, basically. So the yield on this bond is makes the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, so we add that plus what we call LLPAs, then the bank's profit margin, thus is your mortgage rate. Okay, but that's how that works. If you go over to here, you look at this and it's like, okay, what's the difference here? So this 10-year treasury is 4.1. Then you go over to here, it's 30-year UMBS is 101. What the heck? Well, you have to decipher what this would be in yield. So how you do that is if the price of a bond goes up, rates are coming down. When the price of the bond goes down, rates are going up. So here's what happened. I've been trying to tell people, saying, okay, lock into this news, because once the news hits, we're probably going to have a deterioration in rates. Okay? But a lot of people did heed our warning and some people didn't. So here's what happened yesterday. The market was flat, all right? And then the Federal Reserve cut rates. What happened is, remember, if this goes up, rates come down. So rates dropped. This was like a 20-point jump. So that means rates instantaneously probably dropped an 1/8%. What happened within minutes? They started reading the dot plot, everything else, and this is what happened. And then you can see down through here, all the banks started repricing for the worse, pushing rates up. So that's what happened. Here's what basically caused the confusion, the dot plot. Okay, so I want to explain to you guys what the dot plot is so you understand what people are going to talk about today and how the dot plot and dissenters and all that stuff. So what happens is, this is kind of where it was, but let's dive in a little bit deeper. If you really want to understand the dot plot, here it is. Basically what it is the Federal Reserve meets every 6 weeks, okay? But every four times a year they come in, and the voting officials have the ability to put a dot where they want or where they expect to be voting on the federal funds rate. Okay, the federal funds rate is right over here. And they haven't moved this yet, but it's right now currently at 4 to 4.25%, because they cut this 0.25% in rate. So we go over to here, and so right through here, that's where we are now. So this is the chart that came out yesterday, the dot plot. So right through here, you'd say, well, this is 4 to 4.25% in this range right through here. Well, that's where we are mostly, right through to here. Yesterday, when the dot plot came out, you had one person saying we don't need to cut. Then you had one person saying we need to cut five times. Well, this person, he was the brand new member of the Federal Reserve that President Trump added Monday night. It got passed through the Senate Monday night, so he can become a voting member. I think this was just a point. So we're going to ixnay that. So here's what they're saying. They're saying one person, you know, didn't want rate cuts. A bunch of people wanted where we are right now. So they're voting for going down the road, no more rate cuts, because this is where we are. Two people thought that there would be one more rate cut, but the majority of them, so let's say all these people plus this person, is voting for two rate cuts. So you have a lot of people saying none to one, and then you have the other half of the people saying two. So that's what's going to be a little bit confusing. So that's the dot plot. So if you go over to this, the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting in 41 days. What are they going to do? Well, the expectations are, let's go down through here, the probabilities. Here's what they're expecting. At the next meeting, which is October 29th, there is a 90% chance they're going to cut. Okay, so that's all we're going to go from here. Okay, we're going to stop there. There's a lot of data that's going to be coming in from then, for between now and then. So please heed my warnings, folks. Hopefully you're going to understand why, even though the Federal Reserve cuts rates, mortgage rates aren't going to really, they might not even move. In fact, they might go in the opposite direction. Last September, Federal Reserve cut rates 50 basis points. What happened within a week? Rates went up 1/4%. Don't let it happen to you this time. Here's what I want to also talk to you about, because each day I try to come in here and explain to you guys some economic news that hopefully you can take to the bank, or maybe some of this would be trivia questions. But I was talking to a young man one day doing an interview, and he was like, you know, the corporate profits over the last few years have really almost doubled. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I figured I'd do some research on this. Here's what I came up with. So we know inflation's going up, and we know tariffs might add to that equation. But I thought I would take a deep dive into that, thought. So I just wanted to run what profit margins were over the last 10 years. That might not be the best focal point, but there it was a little intriguing. So here's the approximate non-financial corporate profit margins for, I think it was the S&P 500. So basically from 2010 or 2014 to 2019, average profit margins on corporations were, let's say, they were 13%. Okay, so then in 2020, you had COVID. Well, they dropped down to about 11%, 12%, just a little bit. Well, then the companies are sitting there scratching their head, and then they get all this stimulus and all this other stuff, and people got a lot of money. And I proved to you guys that people during the COVID had more money in their pockets ever in history. But what happened? Well, the profit margins got bumped up. They're like, okay, we got to catch up. So they increased their profit margins to almost 20%. So they got some comeback there. Then profit margins dropped a little bit down, but they're still elevated. So we're about 4% higher, maybe 4 or 5% higher than where we were basically in history. So it didn't quite double, but this is also adding to the piece of the puzzle when people are saying, the tariffs are going to be inflationary, and I'm not saying they aren't. But what I'm also saying is corporate profits are adding another 2, 3, 4%. Onto our inflation as well. Just food for thought on that. So that's it for today, folks. So let's recap it. Mortgage rates, well, they're probably going to be flat. They're giving all their gain back that they got earlier in the morning. So this might look red, but it's down 3. It was up quite a bit earlier this morning. So this isn't good news for rates. So if you're still out there kind of on the fence and you really haven't decided, do me a favor. Let's get over to the rateupdate.com. Let me explain to you what I do and how I do things. So I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, like I explained. And how that works is I work at a bank that provides me a federal license. But the unique thing about us here is the reason why I joined this bank, we're acting like more of a broker. Let's say we're a national broker, this might be a good way to put it. So the reason why I joined this bank and a lot of my colleagues is our bank is set up with 33 lenders. Why? Well, it's to help you guys out. So we have a slogan, like I said, it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan or compare your loan over 30 different lenders. That's how. So at our bank, we're kind of affiliated with over 30 other lenders. So when you call us, I have the ability to give you what I can offer you here at the bank. And then I have the ability to use over 30 different banks, their rates, their fees, their programs like this. Here's a program. If you're looking to buy a house, this is a down payment program you need. Don't take one of those ones. You have to pay it back. A lot of the state programs, you have to pay it back. This is forgiven. So what's happening to people right now? They're like, okay, Dan, I bought a house 2 years ago, took a $20,000 down payment assistance program from the builder. Now I want to refinance because my rate's 7.75 and I can get 6 now. We try to work that. And I'm like, okay, how much did you put down? 3%. We were a first-time homebuyer. Okay. But now you owe more on your house. Even though the house price didn't go down, you owe more on your house than it's worth because you got $20,000 in down payment loan that you now have to put back into that loan when you refinance. This one, you don't have to make any payments. It's not even a lien on your property. You walk out of the closing and basically it was free money. If you want to check out that program, or if you're looking to refinance and you're like, Dan, I just need help, click the button right through here. This is a refinance tab. It doesn't tell you what to do. It's basically telling you what rate you want to refinance, or at least look at the numbers. That's getting under review right now. This is actually getting revamped right now. What you're going to do is put in your mortgage information. Then look at your mortgage statement and say, okay, and put in here, you don't know what rate you want. Well, put in a rate that's 1% or 1.5% lower than you have now. What's going to happen is I'll monitor this personally. I don't sell the data or anything. I'll monitor, and when the rate hits there, I'm going to send you a video. I'll text you. I'll email you. We're going to go over what your new payment would be, what your savings, monthly savings would be between your old payment and your new payment. How much was it costing you? We need to know the fees. And then what's your break-even point? If it makes sense, we'll lock you in and get the paperwork started. If not, we'll put you back on the list, lower the rate down. The next time it comes down a little bit lower, hopefully we'll be in contact to help you lock in and get the paperwork started. So that's our report for today, folks. You hopefully learned something. The dot plot, saying rates are getting, there's going to be 2 rate cuts coming down the pike, but just because the Federal Reserve's dropping rates doesn't mean these things are dropping. So I'll be back live today at 2:00 with Alan. We're going to go over, if you want to figure out what rate you could qualify for, join us at 2:00 Central Time. We'll go over that. You can give us some information on your situation, and we'll give you live pricing, live interest rates, right on the fly. So join us today at 2:00. You can ask any questions to us as well. Other than that, folks, God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Be safe out there. And I'll see you at 2:00 with how to shop your loan with over 30 different lenders. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.